Hi, Amogha here. Now I'll be discussing about the last chapter, that's chapter 7. The name of the chapter is Electric Machines. Moving on to the review, in this chapter we will study about the multifarious electrical machines like generators, transformers, motors, etc., which will be giving an idea about their construction as well as their working. So now moving on to the brief history. Thomas Davenport was a Vermont blacksmith who constructed the first American DC electric motor in 1834. As early as 1834, he developed a battery-powered electric motor. He used it for operating a small model car on a short section of track, paving the way for the later electrification of streetcars. Moving on to the topic, DC generator. DC generator is a machine that converts the mechanical energy into electrical power. It operates on the principle of dynamically induced EMF production. Whenever the flux is cut by the conductor, the dynamically induced EMF is produced in it, as per the laws of electromagnetic induction, which causes the flow of current in the conductor when the circuit is closed. In DC generators, the field is produced by the stationary field magnets. However, permanent magnets are used for very small capacity machines and for larger machines. The electromagnets are used for creating the magnetic flux. Conductors are present at the periphery of the armature, which is rotated by the prime mover. So now moving on to the construction of the DC generator. So the construction of DC generator, it has the following parts. The first part is magnetic frame or yoke. Next main part is pole cores or pole shoes. Another main part is pole coils or field coils. Next is armature core, armature windings or conductors, commutator, brushes and bearings. So now let's discuss about all these parts briefly. So first one that I said is magnetic frame or yoke. It acts as a protecting cover for the whole machine and it provides the mechanical support for the poles. This carries the magnetic flux produced by the poles. Next is pole cores and pole shoes. Field magnets consist of the pole cores and pole shoes. The pole core provides the flux and supports the field windings while pole shoe is stretched in order to provide the uniform air gap along with the armature core, as well as it also provides the uniform flux distribution in the air gap. Next is pole coils or field coils. Each pole core consists of one or more field coils, that is, the windings which are placed over it in order to produce the magnetic field. The enameled copper wire is used for the construction of field or exciting coils. The coils are wound on the former and then placed around the core. Armature core. Armature core is a cylindrical shape and it is keyed to the rotating shaft. The outer periphery of armature has grooves or slots which accommodates the armature winding. Armature core of a DC generator is used for housing the conductors inside the slots. It also provides an easy path for the magnetic flux. Since the armature is a rotating part of DC generator, the reversal of flux takes place in core and hence losses are produced. Silicon steel material is used for the construction of core in order to reduce the hysteresis losses. Rotating armature cuts the magnetic field due to which an EMF is induced in it. This EMF circulates the eddy current that results in eddy current loss. In order to reduce this loss, the armature core is laminated with the stamping of about 0.3 to 0.5 mm thickness. Each lamination is insulated from each other by a varnish coating. Armature winding. Armature winding is referring to the insulated conductors that are placed in the slots of armature core. The Conductors are wedged and bands of the steel are wound around the core and are connected. This arrangement is known as the armature winding. The windings are divided into two types on the basis of connections. In that first one is lap winding. Here, the conductors are placed in such a manner that the number of parallel paths and are equal to the number of poles. If a machine has P number of poles and Z number of armature conductors, then there will be P parallel paths. Each path will be having the Z divided by P conductors in series connection. In the lap winding, the total number of brushes are equal to the number of parallel paths where the half of the brushes are positive and the other half are negative, are magnetic. Next is wave windings. Here, the conductors are connected in such a manner that they are divided into two parallel paths irrespective of the number of poles of machine. If the machine has Z armature conductors, there will be only two parallel paths, each having Z by two conductors in series. Here, the number of brushes are equal to two, and that is the number of parallel paths. Next is commutator. It rotates with the armature, which is cylindrical in shape, and it is made up of the number of wedge-shaped hard-drawn copper bars or segments insulated from each other and from the shaft. Around the shaft of armature, the segments form a ring. Each commutator segment is connected to the ends of coil of armature coils. It connects the rotating armature conductors to the stationary external circuit via brushes. It even converts the induced alternating current in armature conductor into the unidirectional current in the external load circuit in DC generator action, while it converts the alternating torque into unidirectional continuous torque produced in armature in motor action. Moving on to brushes. So these brushes are made up of carbon. They are basically rectangular in block shaped. The function of these carbon brushes of DC generator is to collect the current from the commutator segments. These brushes are housed in rectangular box-shaped brush holder or brush box. Moving on to end housings, these are attached to the ends of the main frame, which provides the support to the bearings. The front housing support the bearing and the brush assemblies, while the rear housing usually support the bearings only. Moving on to bearings. These are fitted at the end housing. Its function is to reduce the friction between the rotating as well as the stationary parts of machine. It is made up of high carbon steel as it is hard material. Moving on to shaft. Shaft is made up of the mild steel with a maximum breaking strength. And it is used to transfer the mechanical power from or to the machine. Moving on to the types of generator. So DC generators are basically classified on basis of field excitation into two categories, that is separately excited DC generator and self-excited DC generator. And in self-excited DC generator, they are of three types, that is shunt type, series type, and compound type. In separately excited is the other one. Next, in compound, it is divided into two categories, that is long shunt and short shunt. So moving on to this separately excited DC generator. Here, the field magnets are energized from an independent external source of DC current. Moving on to next topic, that is self-excited DC generator. Here the field magnets are energized by the current produced by the generators themselves. Due to the residual magnetism, some amount of flux is always present at the poles. When there is a rotation in armature, some EMF and some current flows. This is partly or fully passed through field coils, which strengthens the residual pole flux. So next is DC motor. An electric DC motor is a machine that converts electrical energy into mechanical energy. It is based on the principle when a current carrying conductor placed in a magnetic field, it experiences a force wherein its direction is given by Fleming's left-hand rule. That is, its magnitude is given by F is equal to BIL in newtons, where B is magnetic field in Weber's per square meter, I is current in amperes, and L is length of coil in meter. Fleming's left-hand rule states that if the fingers of the left hand are stretched, that then index finger, middle finger, and thumb will be in such a manner that the current carrying conductor carrying current will be placed in a magnetic field, that is, it's represented by an index finger, that is the perpendicular to the direction of current, and is represented by middle finger, then the conductor experiences a force in the direction that is represented by the thumb, mutually perpendicular to the direction of field and the current in the conductor. DC motor can be used interchangeably as a generator as well as or as a motor. DC motor contains the current carrying armature, which is connected to the supply end via the commutator segments and brushes, and are placed within the north and south poles of permanent or an electromagnet. Moving on to back EMF, a motor has the coils turning inside the magnetic fields, and a coil turning inside a magnetic field induces an EMF. This EMF, known as the back EMF, that acts against the applied voltage, it causes the motor to spin in its first place and reduces the current flowing through the coils in the motor. Now, what is torque? Torque is a turning or twisting moment of a force about an axis, and it is measured by the product of force and the radius at which the force acts. Moving on to the speed control of a DC motor. Speed control refers to the intentional change of the drive speed to a value required for performing the specific work process. Next is motor starters. Motor starters, they are the electrical devices that controls the electrical power for starting a motor. They are used for the purpose of stopping, reversing, and protecting electric motors. The main type of starters are 3-point starter and 4-point starter. So 3-point starter. 3-point starter is an electrical device used for starting and for maintaining the DC shunt motor speed. The series resistance in the circuit decreases the initial high current and guards the equipment against any electrical failures. Here, the occurrence of back EMF plays a vital role in motor operation. This EMF extends when the armature of motor starts for rotating in the magnetic field by making the action as well as opposes the voltage supply. Next is 4-point starter. 4-point starter works as a current controlling device in the deficiency of back EMF while starts running of the DC motor. It also works as the protecting device. Hence, the holding coil is detached from the shunt field coils. SIT is connected in series with the current limiting resistance R across the line. The contact points of the circuit are called as studs. Next is single phase transformer. It is an electronic component that operates on a single phase alternating current as the voltage cycle occurs within a unified time phase. It is commonly used to lower the long distance signals for both light commercial and residential electronic devices. The following steps are involved in this process. First step is external AC power generates an alternating electromagnetic field through the primary winding. Second is the electromagnetic field collapses in the iron core, linking the flux in both windings. Third, power is induced via secondary winding connected to load. Fourth, Faraday's law determines the induced voltage and amperes, which can be modified by the nature of the primary as well as the secondary windings. Fifth, external radio interference, that's RFI, is shielded to protect the electronic equipment. Primary and secondary windings are usually made of insulated copper wire and must be isolated from the iron core, which has high permeability. The highest voltage that can be used for single phase is controlled by utility companies and industrial regulations. Moving on to construction of single phase transformers. So the constructions used for single phase transformers are: first one is called core type, second one is shell type, third one is berry type. So next is core type transformers. It has a single magnetic circuit. Core is a rectangular in shape in this core type transformer, and it has two limbs. The entire winding encircles the core. Cylindrical type coils are used. Coils are wound in helical layers with different layers insulated from each other by a paper or mica. Of both the coils are placed on both the limbs. Low voltage coil is placed inside the core, while high voltage coil surrounds the low voltage coil. Core is made up of the large number of thin laminations. As the windings are uniformly distributed over the two limbs, the natural cooling is more effective. The coils are easily removed by removing the laminations of the top yoke for maintenance. Moving on to the next type, that is shell type transformer. It has a double magnetic circuit. The core has three limbs. Both the windings are placed onto the central limb. The core encircles most of the part of the windings. Here, the coils are generally used. They are used generally for multilayer disc type or sandwich coils. Each high voltage coil is in between two low voltage coils, and low voltage coils are nearest to the top and bottom of the yokes. Here, the core is laminated. While arranging the laminations of core, the core is taken that all the joints at alternate layers are staggered. This is done in order to avoid the narrow air gap at the joint right through the cross section of core. Such joints are called as the overlapped or imbricated joints. Next one is berry type transformer. Magnetic core looks like the spokes of the wheel. Magnetic cores are built in the rectangular shape. The number of magnetic paths in berry type transformer are more than two, which are independent, that is, it has the distributed magnetic paths. For housing the transformer, the entire structure of the transformer is immersed in oil. Tightly fitted metal sheets are used for tanks. The metal tanks are constructed of specific high-quality steel plate structures that are cut and welded into the solid structure. The transformer is filled with the transformer oil for insulation. Special care is taken to avoid any leaks. Tanks are sealed to be airtight so that there will be no moisture. The transformer oil serves the following function. First one is it keeps the transformer cool by circulation of oil. Next point is it provides the transformers with additional insulation. Number three is it avoids the rusting in the transformer. The oil should have to be free from the moisture, alkalis, and sulfur. Moving on to next topic, that is three-phase transformer. It is used to transfer a large amount of power. It is required to step up and step down the voltages at various stages of power system network. It is constructed in two ways. The first way is three separate single phase transformers are suitably connected for three phase operation. Second thing is the single three phase transformer in which the cores and windings for all the three phases are merged into a single structure. The single phase transformer can be used as three phase transformer when their primary and secondary windings are connected to each other. The three phase transformers are classified into two types: core type transformer and shell type transformer. Moving on to core type transformer of three phase. The core consists of three legs which has the magnetic circuit completed through two yokes. That is, one at the top and another one at the bottom. Each limb has primary and secondary winding arranged concentrically. The core type transformers usually wound with the circular cylindrical coils. A primary and secondary winding of one phase are wound on one leg. Flux flows up each leg in turn and down the other two legs in general, such that the magnetic flux of different phases are in series and therefore independent. The transformer is having only two windows, each of which is containing two primary and two secondary windings. Next one is shell type construction in three-phase transformer. So here the three phases are more independent and than they are in core type transformers, three-phase transformer. This is because each phase has an individual magnetic circuit which is independent of other. Moving on to the next topic, that is ideal transformer. Ideal transformer has no losses, its windings have zero resistance, leakage flux is zero, that is here 100% flux produced by primary links with the secondary. Permeability of core is so high that negligible current is required to establish the flux limit. For an ideal transformer, the primary applied voltage V1 is same as that of the primary induced EMF E1, as there are no voltage drops. Similarly, the secondary induced EMF E2 is also same as the terminal voltage V2 across the load. Hence, an ideal transformer is given by E2 by E1 is equal to V2 by V1 is equal to K. In practice, no transformers are ideal, but the value of E1 is almost equal to V1 for properly designed transformer. Moving on to the current ratio. For an ideal transformer, there are no losses. Hence, the product of primary voltage V1 and primary current I1 is same as the product of secondary voltage V2 and the secondary current I2. Next is voltage ampere rating. Here the copper loss, that is I square R, in the transformer depends on the current I through the winding, while the iron or core loss depends on the voltage V as the frequency of operation is constant. The transformer rating is specified as the product of voltage and current are called as VA rating. V1 by V2 is equal to I2 by I1 is equal to K. Therefore, V1 I1 is equal to V2 I2. So KVA of transformer is given by V1 I1 whole divided by 1000 is equal to V2 I2 divided by 1000. So moving on to the next topic, that is auto transformer. Auto transformer is an electrical transformer with only one winding. Here the portions of same winding act as the both primary winding as well as the secondary winding side of the transformer. The auto transformer winding has at least three taps where the electrical connections are made. Next topic is synchronous generator or alternator. The synchronous generator or alternator is a machine for converting the mechanical power from a prime mover to an AC electrical power at a specific voltage and frequency. Single phase generator or single phase alternator is an alternating current electrical generator that produces a single continuously alternating voltage. They are used to generate the power in single phase electrical power systems. An AC three phase generator is a three AC single phase generators that run sequentially with an offset of 120 degrees between them, taken two at a time. It produces three waves of AC voltage in one cycle with constant supply of constant voltage. So here the three phase alternators are used because it has several advantages of distribution, generation and transmission. For bulk generation, large alternator is used in thermal, hydro as well as the nuclear power station. The magnetic pole of the core is excited by the direct field current. When the rotor rotates, the magnetic flux cut the stator conductor and hence EMF induces in them. As the magnetic pole alternating rotating north and south, N and S, they induce an EMF and current in armature conductor which first rotate in a clockwise direction and then in an anti-clockwise direction, thus generates the alternating current. Types of alternators. They are classified based on their applications and designs. Five different types of alternators include: the first type is automotive alternators, and second type is the diesel electric locomotive alternators, and many types are there. So first is automotive alternators. They are used in modern automobiles. Diesel electric locomotive alternators, they are used in diesel electric multiple units. Marine alternators, they are used in marine applications. Brushless alternators, they are used in electrical power generation plants as the main source of power. Radio alternators, they are used for low band radio frequency transmission. Based on their designs of alternators or AC generators, they are classified into two main categories, that is salient pole type and smooth cylindrical type. Salient pole type, it is used as a low and medium speed alternator. It basically consists of projecting poles having their cores bolted or dovetailed onto a heavy magnetic wheel of cast iron or steel of good magnetic quality. Such generators get categorized by their large diameters and short axial lengths. These generators look like a big wheel. They are mainly used for low speed turbine, such as in Heidel power plant. Next is smooth cylindrical type. It is used for steam turbine driven alternator. The rotor of this generator rotates at very high speed. The rotor consists of the smooth solid forged steel cylinder having certain number of slots milled out at intervals along the outer periphery of accommodating the field coils. These rotors are designed mostly for two poles or four poles turbo generator running at 36,000 RPM or 1,800 RPM respectively. The next topic is about the root mean square. That is, it is the value of EMF induced per phase, which is given by the equation below. That is, which I am stating it now. EPH is equal to average value into form factor. Next is coil span factor. It is defined as the ratio of the induced EMF in a coil when the winding is short pitched to the induced EMF in the same coil when the winding is full pitched. Distribution factor. Now, distributed factor is defined as the ratio of induced EMF in the coil group when the winding is distributed in a number of slots to the induced EMF in the coil group when the winding is concentrated in one slot only. Next is synchronous motor. A synchronous electric motor is an AC motor in which at steady state, the rotation of the shaft is synchronized with the frequency of the supply current. The rotation period is exactly equal to the integral number of AC cycles. It contains multiphase AC electromagnets on the stator of the motor that create a magnetic field which rotates in time with the oscillations of line current. The rotor with permanent magnets or electromagnets turns in step with the stator field at the same rate, and as a result, it provides the second synchronized rotating magnetic field of any AC motor. A synchronous motor is termed doubly fed if it is supplied with independently excited multiphase AC electromagnets on both the rotor and stator. The two main types of synchronous motors are non-excited motors and DC excited motors. So, moving on to non-excited motors, here the rotor is made up of steel. At synchronous speed, it rotates in step with the rotating magnetic field of the stator, so it has an almost constant magnetic field through it. The external stator field magnetizes the rotor, inducing the magnetic poles needed to turn it. It includes the reluctance motors, hysteresis motors, and permanent magnetic motors. Next is DC excited motors. These motors are usually made in larger sizes, that is larger than about 1 horsepower or 1 kilowatt. These motors require DC, that is direct current supplied to the rotor for excitation. It is supplied via slip rings, but a brushless AC induction and rectifier arrangement may also be used. The direct current may also be supplied from a separate DC source or from a DC generator directly connected to the motor shaft. So moving on to synchronous speed. Synchronous speed is a speed of a synchronous motor, which is given by NS is equal to 60 f/P is equal to 120 f/P, and in radians per second by omega is equal to omega s is equal to 2 pi f by p is equal to 4 pi f by p, where f is frequency of AC supply current in hertz, p is number of magnetic poles, p is number of pole pairs, p is equal to p by 2. Moving on to induction motor. An induction motor or a synchronous motor is basically an electric motor in which the electric current in the rotor needed to produce the torque is obtained by electromagnetic induction from a magnetic field of the stator winding. An induction motor's rotor can be either wound type or squirrel cage type. Single phase induction motor. They are the simple motors that operate on single phase AC and in which torque is produced due to induction of electricity caused by the alternating magnetic fields. Single phase AC motors are further classified into the three categories, that is, single phase induction motors or asynchronous motors, single phase synchronous motors, and next one is commutator motors. Depending on the methods of making the asynchronous motor as self-starting motor, they are mainly four types of single phase induction motor. In that first one is split phase induction motor. It is also known as the resistance start motor. It consists of the single cage rotor and its stator has two windings, that is the main winding and a starting known as auxiliary winding. Here both the windings are displaced by 90 degrees in space. The main winding of the induction motor has very low resistance and high inductive reactance. The starting torque of a resistance start induction motor is about 1.5 times full load torque. The maximum or pull out torque is about 2.5 times full load torque at about 75% of synchronous speed. The split phase motor has the high starting current, which is usually 7 to 8 times the full load value. Next is capacitor start induction motor. It develops to a much higher starting torque, that is 3 to 4.5 times the full load torque. To obtain a high starting torque, the value of the starting capacitor must be large and the resistance of starting winding must be low. Because of high VAR rating of the capacitor required, the electrolytic capacitors of the order of 250 microfarad are used. The capacitor CS is short time rated. Next is capacitor start capacitor run induction motor. It has a cage rotor and its stator has two windings known as main and auxiliary windings. The two windings are displaced 90 degrees in space. There are two capacitors in this method. One is used at the time of starting and is known as the starting capacitor. The other one is for continuous running for your motor and is known as the run capacitor. So this motor is named as the capacitor start capacitor run motor. This motor is also known as two valve capacitor motor. There are two types of capacitors in this motor represented by CS and CR. At the starting, the two capacitors are connected in parallel. The capacitor CS is the starting capacitor is short time rated. It is almost electrolytic. A large amount of current ID required to obtain the starting torque. Therefore, the value of capacitive reactance X should be low in the starting winding, since XA is equal to 1 divided by 2 pi FCA. The value of the starting capacitor should be large. The rated line current is smaller than the starting current at the normal operating condition of the motor. Hence, the value of the capacitive reactance should be large. Since XR is equal to 1 divided by 2 pi FCR, the value of the run capacitor should be small. As the motor reaches the synchronous speed, the starting capacitor CS is disconnected from the circuit by a centrifugal switch SC. The capacitor CR is connected permanently in the circuit and thus it is known as run capacitor. The run capacitor is long time rated and is made of oil-filled paper. Moving on to next, shaded pole induction motor. A shaded pole induction motor is a simple type of self-starting single phase induction motor. It consists of the stator and a cage type rotor. The stator is made up of the salient poles. Each pole is slotted on the side and the copper ring is fitted on the smaller part. This part is called as the shaded pole. The ring is usually single turn coil and is known as the shading coil. Next is permanent split capacitor motor or single value capacitor motor. These motors have a cage rotor, and its rotor consists of two windings, namely the main winding and the auxiliary winding. The single phase induction motor has only one capacitor C, which is connected in series with the starting winding. The capacitor C is permanently connected in the series with the starting winding. The capacitor C is permanently connected in the circuit at starting and running conditions. Moving on to three-phase induction motor. So three-phase induction motor are the self-starting induction motors and are classified into a squirrel cage rotor, slip ring rotor or wound rotor, or phase wound rotor. So here the main components of induction motor are rotor. Rotor is a moving component of an electromagnetic system in an electric motor. Its rotation is due to the interaction between the windings and magnet fields, which produces a torque around the rotor's axis. Stator. It is a stationary part of rotary system. Here, the energy flows through a stator to or from the rotating component of system. Moving on to synchronous speed. An AC motor synchronous speed, FS, is the rotation of rate of stator's magnetic field, where FS is equal to 2F by P, where F is frequency of power supply and P is number of magnetic poles, FS is synchronous speed of machine. For F in Hertz and NS synchronous speed in RPM, the formula becomes NS is equal to 2F by P multiplied by 60 seconds per minute or 120F by P seconds per minute. Slip. It is defined as the difference between the synchronous speed and operating speed at the same frequency expressed in RPM. So this was the last topic of this chapter. Now all the chapters are over. Exercise questions for chapter 7 are, so this is chapter name is the electric machines. First question is, define the DC generator. Explain the main parts of DC generator. What do you mean by wave winding? What are the types of generators? Explain them. What do you mean by back EMF? What is a three-point starter? Define construction of single-phase transformers. Write about three-phase core-type transformer. Define shell-type construction of three-phase transformer. What is an ideal transformer? What do you mean by the autotransformer? What are the main categories of AC generators or alternators based on their design? Explain synchronous motor. So these were the questions for Chapter 7.